things probably. The grant needs had $576,000 for libraries, but we know that the libraries are getting more than that.
That is correct. So they also get the $1.4 million in the taxes as well.
Great. So almost $2 million go to libraries.
To the independent libraries. In total, it would be the $4 million, because we also fund ours, plus the $500. So $4.5 total for libraries.
$5 million for libraries. That's great. Also, the total assessment is up 1.8%. Was the $214,000 a assessment value or the actual tax dollars?
Actual tax dollars.
The state police base level of service is around 145 troopers?
187.
That's after our 44.
Yes. So.
187. I'll do the math. 143.
That's correct. That the
for
state,
the state's formula.
That's correct.
Has that number changed much over?
It has not. I can't tell you the last time it's changed. I know it's been quite some time.
Okay. You had a graph of population growth up there.
Yes.
What has the population's growth been per that chart?
7%.
Over how many years?
5 years.
So you would say this 143 has been static for those 5 years?
Yes, that's correct.
So really, we should be lobbying the state to provide us more troopers based on our population growth, wouldn't you say? Is that something, Mr. Lawson, that could be discussed per this budget? We may need to think about
our
level of coverage. If the state's not going to step up, I sure would hate to think that we would have to do their job, but if there's a 7% increase in population, then we should have at least a 7% increase in our base trooper level.
I think it would certainly be something we could discuss and recommend reaching out to the state police and perhaps asking them what their intended plan is for coverage at the state and the county levels, so that our numbers are going to be their numbers, so let's see what they would respond.
Wouldn't you think there's a formula or something that is used to determine?
That is correct. There is a formula based on population. There's actually a fairly standard coverage ratio. Forgive me, I don't have that in front of me, but based on population numbers, they would equate, you know, one trooper to X amount of population and so on. So. And I know they do have those numbers because I've talked to some of their leadership about that.
Well, it sure doesn't look like we're getting our fair share. Mr. Moore, this isn't the time, I don't believe, to make changes to the budget. We would have to probably come back with a clean copy, so to speak, in the ordinance, or could we discuss some of the specifics?
Well, at this point, the budget has not been introduced. And once it was introduced through the public hearing process, you could make changes.
Well, I probably am not going to go there. I haven't talked to my fellow council persons, and I would like to hear what the public has to say. One area of concern is the 2% COLA that we are providing. I think the employees across the board are due a raise. We have withheld a COLA for some of the years in the past. We have asked more of our county employees. As Mr. Lawson illustrated, we are down 10% of our workforce from a peak prior actually to this council, I believe. And the employees do excellent work. They are well paid on average. Our employees make good money. But when it comes to the COLA, I think it's a unfair way to reward our hardworking employees on the lower scale of the salary level. For instance, an employee making $80,000 with a 2% COLA is going to get a $1,600 raise, whereas a $20,000 employee is only going to get a $400 raise. I really believe that that $20,000 employee, even a $30,000 employee, needs that raise probably more than the higher salaried employee. So we need to think about this, maybe capping it at $1,000 and taking those extra dollars and reformulating to give that money maybe to those employees lower on the scale.
Is there any reason why we can't introduce a budget today?
None whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can debate it after it's at the hearing.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody. It's something that I've mentioned in the past. Last year, we gave bonuses instead of merit or instead of COLAs. The bonuses give those employees that same amount of money, but it doesn't lock it in a way that's going to affect our budget long term. And the same for some of the merit raises. I know certain departments asked for merit raises across the board, and I find it hard to believe that if you're truly looking at a merit raise, that every employee in that department deserves a merit raise. Granted, it's going to make the department head, the director, look good in the eyes of his employees, but I really don't believe that is fair. And if they did a lot of work this year, maybe they deserve a bonus. But a merit raise across the board in offices such as human resources, I believe it was corrected, but at one point in time, it was just a little too aggressive with the merit raises. That's all I got, Mr. President. Thank you.
Any more questions of council? Hearing none, Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title, we'll see if we'll introduce it.
Mm-hmm. An ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2015.
I'm happy with it. May I introduce it?
Mrs. Deeb introduces it.
Second.
And next.
An ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Fulton introduced it. Thank Mr. Lawson and Mrs. Jennings and Mrs. Roth and those staff that assisted you in putting together this budget. I realize, as the council does, that is a very time-consuming, lengthy process to deal with a $100+ million budget. And you have, as always, you have done well, and we thank you very much for your time and effort in putting this forward to us. Thank you.
I echo those sentiments. This is an excellent budget, and you folks have continued to use a conservative model, which is the hallmark of Sussex County.
Mr. Godwin, please come forward, sir.